Toisus Gimel Amad Aleph, Divra Maschil Dumya Deregel. So when the Gemara asked the question, how do we take it? No, now that Mishalche Regel Asher V'Chamer tells us, the Braisa teaches us that Mishalche Regel Asher V'Chamer, we know that Vishilach means Regel, right? So therefore, we don't have an extra pasuk anymore for Lo Mechaya Karna. So they want to ask, how do we know Lo Mechaya Karna Regel Shend Lo Mechaya Karna? How do we know that you'll be chay for that? Whatever Mechaya Karna means, Rashi Toisus according to Rashi Pshat, according to Toisus Pshat. But how do we know Lo Mechaya Karna? Zok Toisus, and the Gemara answers that what do we the Regel? Just like by Regel, where it doesn't say Ubir. So Vishilach, you said Vishilach, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Mechaya Karna, whether it's Le Mechaya Karna. So similar to Regel is Shein too, and by Shen it doesn't make a difference whether it's Mechaya Karna or Le Mechaya Karna. So by Shen, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Mechaya Karna or whether it's Le Mechaya Karna. Since the...
I thought we do make a difference.
No, that was the Havamina, the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the question, why did we need the pasuk of Mishalche Regel Asher V'Chamer to tell us Vishilach means Regel? We would know because we would know Vishilach by itself. But then when the Gemara says no, because we would have said without a pasuk, we would have said that Vishilach does not mean just Regel. Vishilach does not mean Shen. The Gemara answers, because we have a pasuk now, Mishalche Regel Asher V'Chamer, so we know that Vishilach means Regel and not Shen V'Loi Mechal Yekarna. So now we get back to the problem. So how do we know Lo Mechaya Karna by Shen? And the one answer is to read the Regel. Just like by Regel, where it just says Vishilach, and it doesn't say Ubir. So we know that it doesn't make a difference whether it's Mechaya Karna or Lo Mechaya Karna. The same thing is by Shen, even though over there it says Ubir, but we're making a hekesh to the beginning of the pasuk where it says Vishilach, and over there is no difference. So by Shen there's also no difference with Mechaya Karna, Lo Mechaya Karna. But how do we learn out? We learn out because the hekesh, because Vishilach and Abir are in the same pasuk next to each other, right? But Tosfos' question is going to be, why don't we say the other way around? If we have to compare them, why don't we compare it and saying that just like by Shen, you're not Mechay by when Lo Mechal Yekarna, Regel should be potter from Lo Mechal Yekarna too. Why are you taking the more stringent side? Look, Tosfos, Vim Toimar, and if you're going to ask, V'neimo Ipcha, let us say the other way around. That we should compare Regel to Shen, and let us say by Shen the Torah says Ubir means Mechal Yekarna, and therefore the Regel will also be Chayiv Dumya the Shen only when it's Mechal Yekarna. But Le Mechal Yekarna, Regel will be Potter, and of course Shen will be Potter. How do we know to say it the way the Gemara wants to say it, that just like by Regel, there is no difference whether Mechal Yekarna or Le Mechal Yekarna, that in both cases you're Chayiv, Shen should also be Chayiv that way. How does the Gemara know to say this? Now, the thing is like this. Usually, Tosfos knows that we need to, when we're not sure which way to compare, we compare it more strict. So we want to compare, in this case, we want to tell you that you're going to be Chayiv even by Mechal Yekarna. So Tosfos is like this. So, in other words, we have an option to say that both Shen and Regel should be Chayiv from Mechal Yekarna, or both of them should be Potter from Mechal Yekarna. So Toisus, we should, normally we say Luchumra. So that should be the answer, because we should be Makish Luchumra, because we should compare for the more stringency. But Toisus says no. The whole the Makishinon Luchumra, the rule that we say that when we compare to the more stringent one, when we have the option to say more stringent or more or less stringent, we do the more stringent one, is Hani Mili B'Yisuri. That's only when it comes to prohibition. In other words, if you're not sure to learn out that it should be Chomer, or you're not, that it should be Osir, or you're not sure it should be Mutter, so then you would say that it's more, it's Chomer. Be stringent. So we learn that if the Torah is not clear, we don't have a right to be more lenient. We have to be more strict. And when the Torah writes something that you don't know, you know, like people go to a grocery store, they say, oh, they're not sure if it's kosher or not, it's probably kosher. If you're not sure if it's kosher, then it's not kosher. So when the Torah gives you an option and tells you you're not sure, then you can't go and make it kosher. In other words, if you have your shemayim, then you need to know that it's mutter. It's not that you need to know that it's osur not to eat it, but you need to know that it's mutter, that it's okay to eat it. So when the Torah writes you something which is not clear, then you in other words, you can be makish either way. You have to go l'chumra. It has to be osur. So, but Tosfos says this rule that you makish l'chumra, it's only by an isur, because you got to be stringent. But with monetary issues, no. We don't say, because by money, we don't say, oh, you should be chayiv in more places. Because being chayiv one person, right, which means that's a chumra for whom? Be more stringent, has to pay in either case, right? But being chayiv is not just a chumra, right? Because it's also cool. I mean, the other guy is getting money. I mean, one guy is losing money, one guy is gaining money. So by money, Tosfos says we don't say by monetary, like by damages and other places, we don't say that you have to pay more money, because something which is stringent for me is better for the other guy, and it could be stringent for the other guy is better for me. If I'm potter to pay, that means that it's chumra for the other guy, but it's lenient for me. So we don't say by money that you have to say davka l'chumra. So how do we know over here that you're going to be chay by mechal, by le mechal yakarna? Maybe you should be part of le mechal yakarna by both. And Bamas, the same kash of Tosfos will be later on, mashallah shluchi. How do we know that in both cases you'll be chay when the Gemara later on, that you'll be chay when Ozla Memela, Mela of Shalosh Shluch should be chay? Same concept. But Omer Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. And he says that this halacha, that we say the rule, this is the reason I think that Tosha asked the question was based on, because the Chumras doesn't pass so much, doesn't make so much sense when it talks about monetary issues. Because one guy loses and one guy gains. But Tosha says no, that this is a midah hi b'toira. This is a rule, the way we learn the lochas of Torah, that loishna b'yisura v'loishna b'memayna, that it doesn't make a difference whether it's monetary or it's prohibition, that will also always go and compare things to the chumrah, and therefore we're going to say that you're going to be chayv either case, no matter that it's taka chumrah for this, a kula for the other guy, doesn't matter, we'll always deal with it more stringently. So you'll be chayv whether it's mechal yakarna, whether it's lemechal yakarna, even by lemechal yakarna, same thing later on, you'll be chayv whether you oz shalashluchi or even by ozla memele, because we'll always be makish the chumrah.